In the first one, sores afflict those who accepted the mark of the beast. In the second one, the sea turns to blood, and all sea creatures die. In the third one, the rivers turn to blood. People are made to drink of that. In the fourth one, mankind is scorched by the sun and blasphemes God as a consequence. One of the things I want you to see is how very similar these are, these seven bowls are, to the seven trumpets that we've looked at earlier. Jerry Curry, when he was here a year and a half ago, and did a series on Revelation, pointed out this, that really what's the difference between the seven trumpets and the seven bowls of wrath? And if there is one, it's only one of degree. In the seven trumpets, you had a third of mankind being punished, a third of this, and a third of that, and a third of this. In the seven bowls, you have a full punishment. But we're going to see in a minute, the punishments are very, very similar. Just keep that thought in your mind for a minute. What we're going to see in the fifth bowl is that the beast seat of government is afflicted. That fifth bowl is poured on his seat of government and it all becomes dark. We'll see that in a minute. In the sixth bowl, the river Euphrates is dried up, and armies, because of that, are allowed to gather to the Battle of Armageddon, as we get later into chapter 16. And in the seventh bowl, the earth is utterly shaken as a consequence of all of the punishments that God is exacting. So those are the seven bowls of wrath. In pictorial form, this is what they look like. You have, starting at the top right, there's a bowl being poured out. You have people with the mark of the beast getting sores upon them. Then you have the oceans becoming blood, and the rivers and the streams becoming blood, and that's all people have to drink. Then the sun scorching people, and they curse God as a consequence of that. Then you have the kingdom of the beast turned dark. You have the river Euphrates dried up. Three unclean spirits like frogs go out to deceive the nations and call them to the Battle of Armageddon. And then you have a big shake-up, so to speak, as the seventh bowl of wrath is poured out. And so those are the pictures that are described in the book of Revelation, seven bowls of wrath. If you could see this in a movie, it would be, among other things, I think, riveting because of how gruesome it is. You would be, even if you didn't understand what was going on, as you watched this, you would be moved with how much people were suffering and how much God was doing to avenge His people and cause them to have the victory over these on the earth. Okay? I think you'd be impressed with that. Doug? Yes. Doug's asking, is there a correlation with Revelation 6? Under the fifth seal, the saints under the altar ask, how long until you avenge our blood? And this really, I tried to say this earlier, but I'm glad you brought it up, because I think almost all of the rest of the book of Revelation is an answer, God answering that question. And here, especially in the bowls of wrath, you know, the saints under the altar said, how long is this going to go on? When are you going to do something, God, about what's been done to us? You know, we're pure, we're holy, we've been killed for your cause. This can't be right. Are you just going to let, you know, evil conquer good? Basically, and I'm paraphrasing all that, but that's basically what they're asking. And yes, the seven bowls of wrath are a direct answer to the souls under the altar. I believe that. I believe that is a key concept in the whole book of Revelation, to understand that God is saying, I'm taking care of this. Souls under the altar, you're getting your justice. That's really the big message. Okay? So, yep. Yeah. Your judgments have been manifested. That's what I've been trying to say throughout this, that God is showing Himself to be a just judge. He's showing it not just to everybody, but especially to those saints under the altar who are asking for justice. He's demonstrating that. And throughout the rest of... We'll see, this isn't the only time. I think from chapter to chapter, you will see God being praised for His judgments, for His righteousness in judgment. I don't know how much... We've got to just have a few minutes. Let me present this idea to you then. I was talking about the similarity between the seven trumpets in chapter 8 and 9, and then also at the end of chapter 11, find the seventh trumpet, and the seven bowls of wrath. You remember the first trumpet, there was hail, fire, and blood that was thrown to the earth. The first bowl of wrath was poured on the earth, and a foul sore came up. In the second trumpet, a mountain was thrown into the sea. The second bowl of wrath was poured on the sea, and it became blood. The mountain was thrown into the sea, and it becomes blood. Okay? Here, a third of the sea. Here, all of the sea. Okay? In the third trumpet, a star falls on the rivers, and they become bitter. In the third bowl of wrath, it's poured on the rivers, and they become blood. There, a third of mankind was affected by what was poured on the rivers, or the star falling on the rivers. Here, all are made to drink the blood. Okay. In the fourth trumpet, a third of the sun, moon, and stars are struck. Here, the fourth bowl of wrath is poured out on the sun, and men are scorched. Again, there's somewhat of a similarity there. You remember in the seventh, in the fifth rather, trumpet, locusts from a pit. Remember that? I think Tracy studied this with you. There's locusts coming out of the pit. The really gruesome teeth and the hair like women and the face like men and the wings and the scorpion stings in their tails and all that kind of stuff. And these gruesome things come out. And they come out to torment men. Well, what we're going to see in the fifth bowl that's poured out is it's poured out on the throne of the beast. And as a result of it, in chapter 16, verses 10 and 11, it says, actually in the end of verse 10, they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. Extraordinarily painful. Right? In the sixth trumpet, we'd seen the army of 200 million released at the river Euphrates. And that was the army with the... They had breastplates of different colors. The hyacinth and the blue and red, basically. That huge army, and their heads were like lions, you might remember. And so you have that army of those 200 million that are at the river Euphrates. Here, the sixth bowl of wrath is poured on the river Euphrates, and it dries up so that the kings of the east can, so that the kings can prepare their way to come to the Battle of Armageddon. Okay, again, very similar sort of concept. And then in the seventh trumpet, Christ reigns, there are thunderings, earthquake, great hail. In the seven bowls, the seventh bowl is poured in the air, and there are thunderings, lightnings, an earthquake, and hail. So, again, the difference between the seven trumpets and the seven bowls of wrath is only one of degree. They're punishing the same people for the same kinds of things, but what, if I could compare it, and I'm about to quit, but if I could compare it to punishing your children, Eric, if you do that one more time, you're getting 5 licks. He does it again, he gets 5 licks. Do it next time, you'll get 10 licks. He does it again, he gets 10 licks. Okay, it's just a matter of they didn't. You remember at the end of the sixth trumpet, they didn't repent. At the end of the fourth bowl, they didn't repent. They're not straightening out. So God's punishments are becoming more and more intense. Okay? Thank you for your good attention tonight. I hope this has helped us. We're going to go on and finish chapter 16 and, Lord willing, get into chapter 17 on Sunday morning. Thank you for your help tonight.